This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com. Speaking about tests, a lot of you are going to be writing tests on Twitter. I've got people saying they'll be studying for tests and everything. Now, obviously, from an Islamic point of view, we want to talk about that with Mufti Ismail Meng. From a social point of view, social revival is what it's all about. And he joins us on the line from Malawi. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Shukran lakum for your time this morning. And how is Malawi? I've never been there. I should go sometime. It's quite ridiculous that I haven't. How's Malawi?
Inshallah, the next time I come, you can join me, inshallah. It's quite a warm place today. Mm-hmm. And mashallah, it's a very welcoming. The people are quite, mashallah, good. Mm-hmm. And I think the Muslim population here is quite big, alhamdulillah. Almost half the people are Muslims, alhamdulillah.
Mashallah. And you have to say, if you speak to a Christian Malawian, they say, oh, a very small Muslim population. And I speak to the Malawians.
I think you can actually feel that you know, there is quite a tense sort of, I don't want to call it a battle, but like, you know, a win over sort of a game where people want to win over the Muslims to Christianity. But I think that's more to do with providing them with certain items, you know, like maybe humanitarian assistance or some food or some like education or something of that nature, rather than on merit. The merit of religion. I think a lot of people peddle a lot of lies about Islam in order to try and keep people away from it. But the day they find the truth, mashallah, you know, there is nothing that can beat that.
Absolutely. So, Mr. Saab, just very quickly before we get into our topic today, are you on a lecture tour? Are you visiting friends, family?
Yes, mashallah. We've had quite a few lectures there, and, you know, they have a radio Islam Malawi, which is celebrated its 10 years from its inception. So I was there at the function yesterday as well.
Mashallah.
And mashallah, it was heartwarming to know the type of activities happening.
I remember the first time that they were trying to set up Radio Islam Malawi, I met the brother that came through. I'm glad it's 10 years already.
SubhanAllah, time flies, mashallah.
It does, eh? All right, great stuff. Mr. Saab, it's exam time. A lot of our people, when I say our people, I mean Muslim people, are under a lot of pressure to do extremely well. There's something about doing very well in the Muslim community that I think borders on sometimes the obsessive-compulsive. But from an Islamic point of view, Mr. Saab, just a general advice regarding this time of the year.
You know, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, firstly, what we definitely need to say is that as Muslimin, and obviously I'm not going to go into it from the angle that everyone goes into it, because I think we've already heard advice, we've already read quite a bit, I've seen quite a few emails going around, which are excellent, mashallah, and, you know, in terms of advice for what to do and what not to do. But I think I'd like to also make mention of a few aspects that are slightly different. The first is to engage in tawbah. We need to turn to Allah, because we want Allah's help.
session where the poor children feel that they have to do really well. I'm talking about children at all ages feel they have to do really well because the parents are obsessed with this kind of competition. And you see it in the Muslim schools specifically. And I think a word on that would probably just help and help those poor children as well.
Although I think it is not wrong to apply a little bit of pressure on our children to perform slightly better, but we should not overdo it because sometimes we can actually crack their head. There are a lot of cases of children who, on the day of the examination, develop some form of sickness, and I've heard it from many, many people. And one of the reasons is because of that pressure. You know, the parents' expectations are too high. Well, it's amazing how a negative effect can result because of what we've done. So we should strike the balance in that. Whilst we're encouraging them, that encouragement should be spaced out throughout the year or throughout the term, and we shouldn't just put pressure and unnecessary pressure upon the children, because sometimes we can lose those children, especially nowadays. I think emotionally people are brittle. You know, they can actually crack up for little things emotionally. So they're no longer as strong as before when you can hear of the death of five people of your family and you're still looking with your eyes, you know. Allah says, guard us and protect us from those type of things. The people have changed. They've become different. As I said, exactly the word is brittle, where we've become literally breakable in any minute. Someone tells us some negative information, we can actually crack up. And this is why, even when it comes to the results of the examinations, if, for example, we see that we've done worse than we thought ourselves, we should not let that make us become people who have lost their brains and minds, because that could be the best thing that could have happened. And this is why never develop an arrogance. Some people are first in class, but they're very humble, and they deserve it in the sense that all their characters and conducts are also in place. But some people are first in class, and it's like a chip on the shoulder. They look at those who are not as intelligent as people who are disabled, or should I say, who require assistance. Well, that's not good, because that type of a chip on the shoulder can result in future failures. And Allah may show that person that, look, you might have been taught, but because you pretended like the others were disabled and you treated them badly, you may not see success, and others will see success. And the books are really open for us to see the people who have succeeded, and not all of them have actually done well at school. So, mashallah, we can apply the pressure, but to a limit. And it should not be beyond those limits. And we should help our children when it comes to, working towards not only the school, but even the madrasa, not only the secular part of it, but even the Islamic part of it. I mean, let's be honest, I think a lot of parents are guilty of encouraging their children and organizing, tuition and extra classes and lessons, remedials and what have you, one day a week at account and math and geography and biology. Mm-hmm. But the moment they're weak in Quran, it's suddenly the Maulana's fault, come on, he's wrong. Why are they weak in Quran? But when they were weak in geography, it was not the teacher's fault. You got somebody to teach them at home, So we need to strike the balance and still do as much as we are doing for the other subjects, for the Islamic subjects, and I think even more, Allah knows best.
Well, Muqtasab, when you're talking to me about the one that is always first in class, having a chip on his shoulder, you took me back to my days in school, and Allah knows best. Allah knows best. But I haven't really heard about those people that were trailblazing in my adult world, in my adult life. I haven't heard much about them. I don't know where they are. I don't know what they're doing. And you kind of wonder what they did with their lives, since they were such brilliant people in school. Muqtasab, obviously, this is another topic that I'd like to bring up with you. Of course, the listeners can call us on 011-494-7007 if you have any tips and Islamic advices that you want Muqtasab to impart to you about this exam that's coming up. You can certainly do that. Muqtasab, the question here is that people have some very, very strange rituals when it comes to going to write an exam. I'm sure you've had somebody calling you like, hey, Muqtasab, can't you make me a taweez so that I can remember everything? And people become all these superstitious about examinations. I don't know if it's still going on now, but back in my day, it was all the rage. People would phone up the Qarisab and say, hey, Qarisab, I need a strong taweez because I didn't study. I'm not very confident about how I'm going to do this exam. What's the story with that? calling everyone 4947007. We're speaking to Mufti Ismail Menk. It's a social revival series. Mufti Saab, if you can stay with us just for a few more minutes, we're going to take a break, inshallah, and we'll be back after that. We have a call on the line, Dr. Kassim from Zimbabwe. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Dr. Kassim.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Delighted to hear from Mufti.
Dr. Kassim, before you go ahead, I have to say this, but right now it's an all Zimbabwean affair. Myself, Mufti Saab, and you. Let's go.
Yes. So congratulations. In fact, I'm a founder of high school Boy, from, and I was at school in Bulawayo. So you call me back and I'll give you a history of having been in Bulawayo as well as your hometown.
Okay. All right, but just very quickly, you wanted to say something to Mufti Saab.
I just want to contribute to his excellent lectures to Malawi. He's had a very good response. But in fact, the Muslims have been there for a long time. In fact, at the start of the British rule, etc., the Muslim population was over 75%. In fact, of my wife's family was in Malawi in 1887.
Wow.
So they go back a long time. And, you know, I've had several good holidays in Malawi. It's a beautiful country with a lake and mountains, etc. But unfortunately, the tragedy is that there's been a massive conversion by, you know, evangelists and Baptists and all that. They've been converting by the, particularly in the poverty stricken areas of Lake Malawi. And I've been going there since 1958. Sort of intimate knowledge of Malawi and its people and the community. So,
well, that's a pity. Jazakallah.
Thanks.
Assalamu alaikum.
That's over there. My salam to Mufti and for an excellent job done in Malawi. He had very good responsibility. My brother Mufti is in, he's a doctor as well. So look, when you contact me at this number and then I'll give you the background. And I'd like to come also contribute to some of the programs. I'd be very interested.
Okay, then. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
Mufti Saab, I don't know if you heard that, but it was quite a bad line, eh?
It was quite a bad line. I actually could not hear much. I just knew who it was, and that's about it.
Oh, okay. All right. I think we have one last caller on the line. No, the caller just left at this point. Anyway, Mufti Saab, Jazakallah Khair. I think he was also mentioning something about Malawi, and I think he also mentioned that at the beginning of our talk. He says that this massive conversion that's taking place in Malawi.
I think we've seen, Wallahu A'lam, I've visited a few times, and I think, you know, now we are at a time where, inshallah, that is not actually the case by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's actually balanced out. It's coming back, inshallah. So you need to know that if people have the deen in their blood, you know, they just need a little bit of a prod in order to come back. And this is the attitude we should be having as Muslims. And since it is a social revival series, I think we do have social responsibilities as well towards the others, which sometimes we neglect, and that sometimes results in them prone to the devil much more, and possibly even turning in a direction that they would not have turned had they not been desperate. So we ask Allah to grant us all guidance and to use us all to guide others as well.
All right. Shukran, Mufti Saab. Once again, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you abundantly and us as well, inshallah, and all Muslimin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Mufti Ismail Menk with the Social Revival Series, bringing our time to 7 minutes after 9 a.m. Central African Time. We're going to take a short break, inshallah. We'll be back. Stay tuned.